Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. You know, wisdom moments are so important, and I encourage you to take the corresponding day of the month. If today's the first of the month, then look at read Proverbs chapter 1 in addition to your reading, so you have wisdom for that day. Above all, you want to be able to get wisdom, and wisdom is the proper application of knowledge. But I just wanted to read today in this wisdom moment from Proverbs chapter 30. I really believe that this explains so much in the context of what we're seeing today. Of course, God's word always speaks. But Proverbs chapter 30, verse 11, he says, "There are those who curse their fathers and do not bless their mothers." Okay, now we're talking about here those who dishonor their parents. Mm-hmm. He says, there are those who curse their fathers and do not bless their mothers. Those who are pure in their own eyes and yet are not cleansed of their filth. Those whose eyes are ever so haughty, whose glances are so disdainful, those whose teeth are like swords and whose jaws are set like knives to devour the poor from the earth and the needy from among mankind. I'm thinking, oh my goodness. Mm. And you'll be surprised what comes next. But I first want to break that down a little bit in the context of it. Devour means to swallow, to eat up hungrily, to consume recklessly, wanting, engulfing, swallowing. And it says they devour the poor. And it says, think about this, that the dishonoring today that's taking place mm-hmm. between parents and their children. And if you haven't heard Is America Under God's Judgment, go to BFNTV.com and get it, because he talks about third phase judgment would be in the context of that. He says, there are those who curse their fathers and do not bless their mothers. And it's so interesting, because the very ones who are doing this, they lift themselves up as if they're the righteous one. Why that mother or that father who raised them, who poured their life into them, are put out by that person's mouth as if they were the wrong ones. Mm. And that's what happens here. Don't get confused. When you see a son or a daughter, spiritual or natural, dishonoring a father or a mother, or a spiritual father or mother, then that dishonor proves who they are. It just proves who they are. It says, there are those who curse their fathers. I mean, did you just dishonor? Anyway, There are those who curse their fathers and do not bless their mothers. Those who are pure in their own eyes. And so you have to understand, the pride is so blinding in their life, they really believe they're right. Mm-hmm. I mean, Absalom, for example, he believed he was right. He believed that he figured he knew a better way to do things. I mean, he already brought justice in the family, he thought, by murder, and he did these different things going on. He was trying to run the show. And God demonstrated that that was totally not right. Mm. But when you're talking, though, to this particular person, they really believe they're right. They're coming from a perspective of being prideful. So you have to be aware of that. And he says, but yet, even though they think they're pure in their own eyes, their motives are pure, they believe that they're sincere, but you can be sincerely wrong. And yet, he says, they're not cleansed from their filth. In other words, they are so dirty in their deeds, their motives, and everything that's going on. Wrong, wrong, wrong. Those whose eyes are ever haughty, in other words, they're just looking down, criticizing everybody. You know, God gives them a job, and all of a sudden they criticize the people that hired them. You know, God brings them into a place, and all of a sudden they know everybody that's better than everybody's there. God mm-hmm. gives them money, and they want more money. You know, just on and on and on. And those whose teeth are like swords and whose jaws are like knives, and understand their mouth is so vicious and violent, the vile things that come out of their mouth because it's spirits being loose from their mouth. The things that's in their heart is overflowed into their mouths, and it's just this vileness, and it's like knives. It's literally like you're being stabbed with knives and all that stuff. And we pray for folks. We literally pray by faith, pull these knives out of their backs and all these accusations and all that, because it comes from these haughty folks. And they devour the poor from the earth and the needy from among the mankind. This is how they do it. This is the next part. In verse 15, he talks about the leech. He said the leech has two daughters. Give, give. One daughter's name Give, and the other daughter's name Give. They cry. These are three things that are never satisfied. Four things that never have enough. A grave, a barren womb, land, and which is never satisfied with water, and fire, which never says enough. Understand today, we're seeing a generation of great proportions operating in this spirit because of the dishonoring of the fathers and the mothers. That the enemy has come in and just destroyed family in the mindsets of folks. And the importance of honoring your mother and father, that this is the first commandment with a promise that you would have a peaceful life. The children's teeth are like knives, and their jaws are like swords. Their teeth are like swords, and their jaws are like knives, and they're just attacking their parents like these folks that birthed them and fed them and clothed them and kept them. And then they talk about a God the same way now. Mm-hmm. They talk about God. They think it was a negative attribute to call God their father. Mm-hmm. And he says, you know, we pray, our Father who's in heaven, hallowed be thy name. And all of a sudden now they're dishonoring God. They're dishonoring. And it's like, this is a huge, he says, listen, if I'm your God, if I'm your father, where's my honor? And we got to get back. The government of God is family and apostolic fathers. In spiritual fathers and spiritual mothers, we've got to get back, because where are we going to learn how to be family? Where are we going to learn how to honor, again, fathers and mothers, spiritual fathers and spiritual mothers in the Lord? We're going to learn it in the church. We're going to learn it by walking it out before God. It's not going to just happen because some governmental program, you know, OMG.com is going to teach someone. It's because the dishonoring. So what do you have? You have protests on the streets with signs. You have protests on the internet. Again and again, what are they saying? Give me, give me, give me. I never have enough. I never have enough. I never have enough. Thinking all their ways are right. All mm-hmm. their ways are right. Demanding more and more and more. Dishonoring more and more. And commanding more and more. Give me, give me. There's a leech, and the leech has two daughters. And the name of one daughter is Give, and the name of the other is Give. Today's wisdom moment from Proverbs, Proverbs chapter 30. We're so excited to be able to tell you about our new expanded audience. We're going to give a big shout out and hello to the Emerald Coast, all the way from Mississippi to Destin, Florida, as we're bringing in 1.4 million new viewers, because we are going to be on WHBR. That's right, the VFM radio program. Just you're finally going to get a chance to be able to see us Monday through Friday at 2 p.m. Central Time. Of course, we're always going to be here on VFN Radio 24/7, live from 9 to 11 Central Time. But you're going to be able to see us on every day, that day, on WHBR. Find out your listings in the area. You can go to VFNTV.com to find out the times and locations for your area. But it's 2 p.m. Central Time, all the way from Mississippi to Destin, Florida. You'll be able to see us, VFN Radio, taking place. We are so excited about it. You've just been listening to the highlights from the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the daily VFN radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFNTV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com. VFN radio is brought to you by friends like you and our underwriters. Find out more how you can join them by giving, or how you, your business or ministry, can become an underwriter at VFNTV.com.